Warrior football. True Warrior football. True Warrior football.
You are listening to the True Glory Football Podcast with your host, Corey Kid Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Hey, it's been a very long time, and I apologize for the delay. It's been almost nine months since the last time I was able to get out in front of you and, you know, talk to you guys, let you guys know about what's going on in the program. You know, I've recently had a change. My work schedule is all through the loop. I'm still trying to, you know, adjust and figure out how the best way to manage it best personally for myself. And I'm getting a little bit better at that. So, but I apologize. So bear with me. You know, working nights ain't the easiest thing. And if you've worked nights before, you will understand, you know, the time management era aspect. You need to get it. Gotta get my beauty rest. Okay, gotta get my sleep in. But we're back. The 2023 season is fastly approaching. But before I can get into this upcoming season, I have to talk about the awards for last season. That's one thing I always look forward to doing at the end of each year. And this past year, because of my work schedule and everything, I just was not able to get out in front of you and award the players that earned their awards from last year. So with all due respect, I'm going to talk about that first before we get into this year. So with all that being said, let's get to the first award, the Offensive Player of the Year.
Calls his receiver in motion. That's DeAndre Taylor. But it's Jackson that's going to keep it himself. Gets some extra yards on the play inside the 10, and he's still going. Look at that play all the way. Carries him into the end zone, and that's a Warren Central touchdown.
Second and six at the 21. Fired far side. Caught there at the 22. Makes a man miss, and another move. Wow, sidestep.
Get it all out right now.
Got one deep.
Jackson has the room. He has Walker, and Walker just walks right into the end zone for Warren Central's third touchdown of the night.
42 yards to the house. Welcome to the end zone, Joe Walker. And once again, what a beautiful route as we see it right here. But watch how Jackson lays this ball in at the top of his route, right in stride. Just great job. And I was through that.
Offensive Player of the Year for the 2022 season. It's for me, it was a no-brainer. Some people would say that this position is the most important position in all of sport, and I would agree. And Keith Jackson stepped up in a mighty way. First sophomore to win a game for us at starting quarterback in a long, long time. He came in, made a lot of great plays in that first game against King, and really, you know, ups and downs of the season, but really with him holding it down for as long as he did and doing so many great things, the Carmel win, of course, was huge, phenomenal, game-winning touchdown pass to Devin Ullman. That's just, you know, you always want your young players to come out and perform at a high level. And to see Keith perform the way he did in that game and really all throughout the season, you know, he would have highs, he would have lows, but that's all to be expected from a young player. But what Keith brought for our team all throughout the season, it was just, if we didn't have Keith, we were just not going to be the team that we had hoped to be. And we won the games that we did. This Keith led us. So congrats to Keith. very happy for you. Looking forward to seeing what you do in year two as a starter as your junior season comes up. So congratulations to you and your family once again. Defensive Player of the Year, Lee Alexander Jr. Lee was just a phenomenal player all season long for us. And really, I don't want to make this seem like it's a career-spanning award, but I have to recognize that Lee Alexander is one of the very few players in program history to have had the opportunity to play at the varsity level as a freshman. And when you think of Warrior greats that have played as a freshman in our program, I think there's only a handful in the last 20 years. There's Jamie Finch played at safety a little bit as a freshman in the 2003 season. David Bell played a lot, was an All-MIC selection his freshman year. First four-time All-MIC player in conference history as well as school history. But Lee Alexander has something that, you know, is not seen at all. He was a four-year starter on defense for us. Started as a freshman, 2019 season. Started again just from there every year. He had the injury his sophomore year against Ben Davis, bounced back his junior year, and, you know, the senior year he was a phenomenal force, the leader of our defense that we so desperately needed. And Lee was just a phenomenal all-around great player. Just being in his presence was just truly great for me, and just watching him grow from the freshman to the senior that he became. And I'm just very proud of Lee. Loved seeing him accomplish everything that he's done. He's off to do some great things now, going to the Naval Academy. It's going to be, the future's bright for that young man. So congrats, Lee. Very happy for you. Very happy for your family, man. I look forward to following your career and all success that you have.
For them, and trying to put some points on the board.
Fool Russell once. Now you might fool him twice. As that kick is good. The Warriors answer back with points of their own. That one, Elijah Slybeck, the senior, Columbia University, just offered him a scholarship, and that's why.
I was getting ready to say, I mean, you know, not only that, you had about a 37-yard field goal there, but you're also in a position where he probably had a good 8 to 10 yards distance length on that as well. So kid's got a great foot, but the accuracy there with it as well.
Special teams player of the year. And special teams is the third, really, third unit, major unit you have to be successful on a football team. And, you know, we were very blessed to have this guy, kicker Elijah Slybeck, that's with us all season long. Came onto the scene, booming punts, that's absolutely kick off, that's murdering the ball every chance he got. Had some big-time kicks for us, some great kicks against Carmel. Had a great kick against Center Grove in a playoff game for us. You know, he was a player that was fairly new to the program, came in as a junior, wasn't able to play varsity, but this year he took the opportunities that were given to him and made the best of it. And at the end of the year, he became the first Mr. Football position winner as a kicker in our program's history. So now, because of Elijah, we have had Mr. Football winners at every single position that you could possibly win it for. So congrats, Elijah. Very happy for you and your family. You have a great father that supports you, is at every game. I love seeing that. Very happy for you. You're a Virginia Cavalier now. You know, I grew up a Hokie, so I can't say go Hoos, but I will be rooting for you in your games when you get on the field. Very proud of you. You know, you're just a tremendous spirit to be around. I love meeting you this year, getting to know you and your family a little bit more. And very proud of you for everything you accomplished. Hey, you are a Warrior through and through. I love it. Congrats to you once again. Now, taking a step backwards, all right, we also have the Warrior Spirit Award. And the Warrior Spirit Award is an award that I created because I felt like there were people in our program that need to be acknowledged for the things that they've done for our program and behind the scenes and this this is a huge thing. So with that being said, this year's winner is the people behind the Warrior Alumni Club. So that's Mackenzie Brown and her people. I interviewed Mackenzie right here at one of our games. Let me play this video for you guys real quick to show you, give you a good idea of what the Warrior Alumni Club does.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here live, halftime of the Ben Davis game. Actually, the game just kicked off. But I had to have told you guys about these great people that have done some great things for our program. I'm here with the people that are running the Alumni Club, the Warren Central Warriors Alumni Football Club. It's very first season. It's kicked off right here. I'm here with the president, Mackenzie Brown. Mackenzie, how's it been so far with the program and you running the club? How's it going for you so far?
So far, it's going really great. So far on the site, we have about 101 alums that have signed up.
That's amazing. That's great. That's great. Keep it up. Keep it up. So tell people that.
I'm going to make you fly.
That's right.
Come on, Warriors.
So tell people, like, when they sign up, what does an alumni get when they sign up?
All right, so this is pretty much the end of the season because we only got two more home games left. So when you sign up and you're a football alum, you get to be on the end zone. You get credentials that we have here. You know, get your name on them. Some of our membership passes you get with a shirt like what I have on because you're an alum.
Nice.
And then we actually have shirts on our site that only Warren Central can get.
Yeah, only certain people. So basically you have exclusivity.
Yes.
And shirts. Okay, exclusives. All right. And so you're the president. Been here with the secretary, and then Amanda. So how's it been for you so far doing all this?
It's been really great. The passion that Warren has that's around it makes it really easy to just kind of feed into. As soon as people know we're out here, they want to be a part of it, they want to help the kids. They love that it's volunteer-ran, that it's funded by different organizations in the community. Community members and former as an actual alumni. So they just want to be a part of it. They want to see the kids to see it because, I mean, Warren means something to everybody that's here.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I saw originally we have tier levels, and that's also available to purchase, correct?
At the moment, no.
Okay.
Because it's the end of the season, so we have the regular membership.
Okay.
That would give you the credentials, and then you also get on the end zone. Next year, the new season, we're going harder marketing for next year. We will have at least 3 to 4 different packages, and we're also still looking for sponsors. Like we said, we're volunteers, so all of our proceeds going back into the program from Little League to high school.
I love it. Well, I definitely love the direction you guys have taken this so far and taken it upon yourselves. A lot of programs have something like this, but I know we're going to be the best eventually when it starts. Last week, I love we have the food out here. Food's already put up for this game. So, hey, you guys continue to do great. I know it kind of probably scared you about, you know, how you doing. That's why you ladies look lovely. And let's go Warriors, right? Hey, I'm telling you, this game right here is a great one. And, hey, I got more coming for you guys. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mackenzie. Very happy for you and your crew. Looking forward to having you guys on again this upcoming season. You have a lot of great things coming up. We're revamping some things. We have 4 home games on the schedule this year. Looking forward to seeing what you guys have out, whether it's getting alumni new products, and it's helping the program overall. You know, it's the Booster Club, the Alumni Club is something that we've desperately needed for a long time. And I'm glad that we've had that here. So thank you. And this award, I proudly give to you guys. And now for an award that I really, really love. It's the Larry Willen Memorial Coach of the Year Award. And this is an award that last couple of years I've selected myself because I've not been able to get in front of players on our team. That's because of my scheduling and where I was located at the time. This past year, though, I was able to get out messages to players, and I always have the players. I ask them, you know, what coach on our team do you feel best did the best job this year? And the coach I got this year from the people that responded back, this year's winner And that coach is special teams coordinator, Coach Todd Wellman. Coach Wellman has been a long time coach in our program. He's been around for over 10 years. His sons have played in the program. He's done a lot of great things for our program, special teams coach, and he had a phenomenal job. He coached up Elijah Slybeck to the Mr. Football Award that I just mentioned, and it had a great special teams unit this year overall. We had the kickoff return for a touchdown. We had a few punt return for touchdowns. We were able to recover some onside kicks. Okay, I want to say we blocked a couple punts and a PAT as well, or a field goal. Our special teams unit last year was very good. And that is all due to a testament of the hard work and efforts by Coach Wellman. So, Coach Wellman, congratulations. Very happy for you. Love you as a person, friend. You've been through a lot of battles together, man. So, I love that you were able to get a recipient of this award. And I believe you are the fourth recipient behind Coach Mann in 2019. Coach McClain in 2022, I believe. Yeah, 2022. Oh, and Coach Brown in 2020. Or 2021 was McClain, and Coach Brown was 2020. So congrats, you 2022 recipient. That's a tongue twister there. Of this award, the Larry Willen Memorial Coach of the Year Award. Very happy for you once again, my friend. Thank you. Another award I like to do every year is the Warrior's Choice Award. And the Warrior's Choice Award is what I like to do, a tournament-style award, where I pick the best plays from the season, and we put those plays in a tournament. You know, I have a blind draw, and then we'll go from there. But this past year, I had like 60 plays. I didn't get to do the tournament style like I wanted to before the end of the year. And I just felt like, man, I could do it again, but I chasing down 60 plays is tough. And I just say, you know what, I'm going to do a top 10 plays of what I feel were the best plays. And if we, at the end of those 10 plays are out there, if you guys want to vote on those, if I got the right one, if I left one off, I'll let you guys decide. So with all due respect, I also put in some honorable mentions. So I think I have like 13 plays here. So here go the top plays from the 2022 season. Produced by me.
This one's gonna be a pass, and it's picked by the Warren Central defense. On that interception, Sean Pennington, the junior defensive back, comes up with a huge stop for the Warriors.
Well, and then the first turnover of the night. Second. Have fun with Joe, but we didn't have any there in the first half. It's a really good job by the corner to make that break on that. Kasmer's acting.
But if they want to make a stand and get back into this game.
Deep to receive is Holman, and he'll field it at the 32-yard line. Still on his feet, breaks a tackle, up past the 40 now. Far sideline, has a hole, has a couple men to beat. Turner trying to make a stand, and it will be a punt return touchdown as Holman takes it all the way back from the 32 down to the goal line. A touchdown by Warren Central, and they have blown this one open here in the third quarter. It's 40-14.
And that is just muscles from Johnson as he takes this one, sheds off the tackle, and is in the end zone for the first score from Warren in the second half. Rodney Johnson on the carry, another senior at 5'10", 180. He made a few misses and showed why he's one of the big boys on the field. And high
football. The time stops until they have a chance to set up the chain, set up the football. They're kicking again.
Oh,
and a pick off the tip. It's Holman this time down the sideline, and one man to beat before he's in for the touchdown right before half. 18 seconds to go, and the Warriors add another six.
Picked off by Davion Holman, his fourth of the year. He's trying to run it back. Near sideline, inside the 30, inside the 20. One man to beat, and he is walking into the end zone untouched.
Always good shaking up, pulling out a different play.
Keith Jackson airing this one out to Devin Holman.
And he does get for the touchdown.
Touchdown.
Let's go.
Ninth play for the Warriors. Your score, Warren Central 19, Carmel 13.
Congrats, Joe. I thought that touchdown was just absolutely incredible. He had a lot of great plays all year. So, congrats. Now, this other award, the College Warrior of the Year Award, is an award that I created, I want to say, in 2019. 2018, I didn't do it. But in 2019, it was an award I felt like I needed to make. Our guy, David Bell, first year as a freshman at Purdue, just tore it up. His second year at Purdue was even better. His third year at Purdue was his best. And for those first 3 years of the war, David Bell won every single one of them. Now with David Bell off at the pros playing for the Cleveland Browns, I was like, all right, so now we finally get a player not named David Bell that has the opportunity to win this award. And with that, I had three great nominees for this award. The first nominee was our guy, Derek Allen at Wabash. And Derek just absolutely tore it up all season long for the Wabash Little Giants. Had a phenomenal season for them. You see his stats right here in the plays. Just tearing it up. Absolutely tearing it up. A beast on the field. Was all conference as well. They almost made the playoffs, but had a great season all around. So Derek is a very, very well worth it nominee. Another guy, my brother, from another mother, Michael Tutsi, had a phenomenal season for North Dakota State. The Bison went to another national championship game. He was an all-conference selection, another All-American selection as well. Just doing so many great things for the Bison. He led the team in tackles. He ended up being like top five all-time in North Dakota State in tackles in the program. one of the winningest players in Warren Central football history when it comes to collegiate pace. I want to say he won over 70 football games, was a four-time national champion winner. He went to a fifth national championship, came up short against South Dakota State this past year, but he was definitely a well worth it nominee. So congrats, Michael, right there. But the winner of this award, I have to give to our guy, Julius Brinson. If you see me talk about Julius all season long last year, you saw what he was able to do. Kansas State just had a phenomenal team. The Wildcats ended up winning the Big 12 championship, beating TCU in a rematch game. But they had some phenomenal games and victories all season. They went into Oklahoma and had a huge win there. I want to say they shut out Baylor, West Virginia. It's so many big wins for Kansas State last year. They were one of the best teams in the country. And one of the better players on that defense was our very own Julius Brinson. And you saw that when he was selected in the second round by the Indianapolis Colts. And now I had the opportunity to go watch them at practice. And I'm just so proud of it, both Michael and Julius, because they're both, you know, members of the coach practice team, or the coach training camp right now. Michael's fighting. Julius has his spot secured. But, you know, these guys right here worked so very hard. Julius is in particular, his draft stock just went up after the season was over. Combine numbers were through the roof. I want to say he was the second overall defensive back selected in this past year's NFL draft. So, matter of fact, I had an opportunity to talk with Julius a few weeks ago. So let's see that.
Hold on.
Everybody.
Hello.
Juju.
How you
doing?
How you doing? I'm doing good, man. Feeling good.
Chris Ballard with the Colts. We're going to take you right here, man.
Yes, sir. Man, let's work, man. Let's do it. Come on.
Excited to get you, man.
Let's do it.
Get you back home.
Come on, let's work.
Are you here in town?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Hold on. I'll put you on with Coach Steichen.
What's up, baby?
What's up, Coach?
You fired up?
Man, let's work, man.
Let's go, man. We're fired up to have you.
Let's go,
man. We're fired up. Can't wait to get you here. Obviously, you can just drive over here. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
Right down the street.
Let's do it, man.
You're right down the street. Here, let me put you on with our owner, Mr. Ursay.
Mr. Ursay, man, it's an honor, man. I appreciate you. Trust me. You ain't making no mistake right now.
Well, it means a lot. You know, you being a hometowner, and we're just really excited that to have you come in and get the defense going. Congratulations on all the hard work. We're just so fired up you were there.
All right, baby. Enjoy it with your family.
We in the city, man. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here at New Beginnings Fellowship Church. And it's really great to have this world legend right here in the city. I know a lot of you guys recognize him from back in this day, but now he's back. He's a Colt now, drafted second round, number 49 overall, I believe.
40, something like that.
Warrior legend, Juju, Julius Brinson, man, thank you for everything you've done. Man, look, everything you've done here today is incredible, man. How you feel?
I feel good, man. It's a blessing, you know, just to be able to have this opportunity, first and foremost. Thanks to the coach, you know, just giving me the opportunity to be back in my city, play for my literally like
hometown.
Hometown and team I grew up, you know, just being a fan of my whole life. But today, you know, just to give back to the community who's given so much to me, it's a blessing.
It actually is a blessing. And I think with me following you, your journey from being there your senior year, 2017, we had such a good run, came up short.
Yeah.
You graduate, go to Iowa. Had some good times there, but you made a decision for yourself that was probably one of the best decisions you could have ever made.
Absolutely.
So I had to transfer, go to Kansas State, and like that was just incredible. And this last year for you was absolutely incredible, man. And now you get drafted by your hometown team. I thought that was incredible. But one of the things, I haven't done a show since, oh my God, the end of last year.
And one of the things I've been meaning to do is announce all of our different players of the years and stuff like that. I want to say congrats to you for winning the College Warrior Player of the Year for 2022, man. You had an incredible season. It came down to you, Michael Tutsi at North Dakota State, who is now your teammate, and Derek Allen at Wabash. So your season was just absolutely incredible, man. I love, like, your first TCU game I thought was incredible. The second one was even better, where you guys actually won and beat them in the Big 12 championship game. That was a huge moment for you guys. And then the bowl game didn't actually go your way, but you played fantastic all season. I love what you did all year for the Wildcats. I love that you were the first Warren guy to play in the Big 12. I thought that was incredible too, man. Like, but look, I know you got a lot of things going on right here. Camp's coming. I'm going to be there on Wednesday at Grant Park. And this, you know, I'm so excited. I got to get your jersey. I got to get Michael's jersey now. And I got to get two of them because I got to get one for myself and one for my dad.
Gotcha.
So you know how it is, you know, right? But, hey, man, I'm happy for you.
I appreciate that.
No, I appreciate you, man. Like, it's always good to see our guys go out there and do something for the community because, like you said before in one of your interviews, we come from a side of town that gets such a bad rep. And so it's always great to see guys go out there and be like, hey, this is what really goes on out here, not what you see.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love
it.
Hey,
all about. Thank you, man.
Continue to do great. Continue to do great. Julius Brents, DB for the Colts. We're going to look for you, man. South What's your number going to be this year?
We 2-9.
2-9 in the building, all right? Yeah. Hey, y'all stay tuned. I'm going to have more content for you guys coming up.
So congrats to you once again, Julius. Very happy for you. Looking forward to seeing you do some great things this season. Hey, the jersey is on the way. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. And now, the final award. And this award, basically the Player of the Year, the Warrior Legend Award. And this award, I feel like kid could be a overall career award. And, you know, every year, players do some great things on and off the field that, you know, find themselves worthy. But this year, two players stood out the most to me, and that was defensive back / wide receiver Devin Holman and wide receiver Joe Walker. Another year where I've had two players that be so exceptional for us and do so many great things for us, I could not force myself to pick between the two of them. So we had another year of co-winners. I want to say 2019 was the first time I had co-winners, and Kobe Moore, quarterback for us at the time, and Javion Stanberry, defensive back. These two guys, Devin and Joe, were just absolutely phenomenal. Devin led the team in interceptions, I think. I want to say he had like 6 or 7. He had at least 2 pick sixes that I can think of just off the top of my head. One against King, a phenomenal one against Pike. And then the plays that he made on special teams, the punt returns he had, oh my God, just the way when he got the ball in his hands is watch out, get your popcorn ready like T.O. The game-winning touchdown against Carmel, he had another touchdown against Ben Davis. And then Joe just was phenomenal. When you look at what Joe was able to do in the last 2 years of his career, a case could be made that he's the best wide receiver in our program's history, not named David Bell. A prototypical body of a guy that could go out and do big things at the next level. Joe was just a man amongst boys out there. Many defensive backs were just truly terrified. I know for a fact that a lot of coaches in the MIC had no answer for Joe. Coaches at Center Grove were terrified. They were putting 2 men to his side, 3 men to his side sometimes. And he was still able to go out there and make plays when given opportunity. You saw in the touchdown that he had against Center Grove in the playoff game. I mean, there was nobody else that could cover him to stop that catch and touchdown that he made. It was absolutely phenomenal. So, Joe, Devin, congrats. You guys were truly phenomenal. I'm very happy for all the success you guys had at our program. Looking forward to following you both. Devin's going to be a Butler University Bulldog, and Joe is an Eagle at Eastern Michigan. So congrats to both of you guys. Very happy for you. Looking forward to seeing what you guys do at the next level. And so with that being said, folks, I have just a little bit more. A couple weeks ago, Warrior legend Deontay Buckley had his Vision Clear Camp, and I was able to talk to Buck and a few other Warrior legends that were helping them out there at the camp. So let's go ahead and take a look at that.
I'm here with the founder of the camp, Warrior legend Deontay Buckley. Buck, yes. My man. Yes. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Can't complain. Appreciate you being here at the Legacy Camp, for
Look,
sure.
I'm so glad to be able to make it to another year of this camp, man. I love that you continue to put on for the community that you are in now.
Thank you.
And, like, you're helping all these kids. You get a lot of guys that have great knowledge of the game, a lot of guys that did a lot in the game, and just having them come out here. How are you feeling after the camp ended? How you feeling today?
I feel very blessed, to say the least. I feel like it was a great turnout. My whole objective and goal is to give back to the community and to the youth and build a bright future for our world. And I think today just created that movement, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. I love the interview that you had on the news a couple weeks
ago. Appreciate you.
That's so good for you to keep getting out your message, keep doing a lot of great things for a lot of people around here for these kids. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the kids.
It's about the kids having fun. And we started off like that. Like I said, you know, kids get up and down. Football is like life. You have ups and downs. You might mess up. But just to keep going and just have fun because, you know, the happier you are, the better your life is going to be. You know,
absolutely.
And I feel that way.
Absolutely, man. Well, hey, I love this year. It was year two, correct?
This is year three for the Legacy Camp.
Okay.
We had Visions Clear at Creston the first year,
okay.
But now we're here now, and like I said, I'm truly blessed, and I appreciate everybody that was involved from the community, from AV, Allisonville, to the Warriors, to Warren, to everybody. You know, I greatly appreciate the kids, and more so the kids because they came out here and had a great time.
That's awesome.
Without them, we can't do it. So
absolutely, absolutely, man. I love the foundation you're setting.
Thank you.
I know it's going to be bigger and better. You keep doing some great things out here for these kids.
Appreciate
you. Hey, I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you so much,
kid.
I'm
proud of you, man. Always.
Appreciate you coming, man, for sure.
Always, man. Hey, I try to support our guys and the great things they do because, once again, like I just said, I was just at Juju's book bag school giveaway.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? It's so good to see our guys from our side of town do things and help the community and really shed a light on what's possible for guys out here to do and for, like, they're sending out, like, this is what our community is really about.
Yeah.
Not what you see out there, but this is really it.
Right, and like I said, man, it's about giving back to those kids because some of these things that we're doing now, we didn't have when we were young.
Yeah.
So just to be in that position to give back is just an awesome feeling.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, hey, man, enjoy your day. I love what you got here, man. Looking forward to see what comes next.
Yes, only up from here.
Only up from here. Yep. I love it. Deontay Buckley, Warrior Legend, everybody. Folks, we are here at the second annual Vision Clear Warrior Legacy Camp, and I'm here with Warrior Legend Krishan Hogan and his son, KJ. KJ, how'd you have a good time at the camp today?
Yeah.
You had a good time? What was your favorite part, man?
Everything.
All right. Man, how you been, man?
I've been all right, man. You know, recently stepped away from the game, so still navigating that. But, you know, just supporting my family and seeing what's on the other side.
What I think is real interesting, because I've been doing a deep dive, and this year I'm going to do a top list. I don't know. I don't want to give a number of college warriors. I would just say Krishan Hogan would definitely be on the list.
I hope I'm on there somewhere.
You would definitely be on the list.
Be honest.
Like, you had a phenomenal career at Marion, and you made that jump to the next level that not a lot of people actually get to do. Like, and it wasn't just for a hot moment. You travel. You were with the Colts, with the Saints, or Seattle for a while as well.
Saints, spent a couple weeks with the Titans.
Was Denver in the picture?
Arizona. No, I played a couple of those teams, though.
Okay.
But, yeah, Titans for a couple of weeks in camp. Panthers, I had a nice little camp run with them. And then Saints, obviously, yeah. Titans for a hot second. Arizona, two trips with them, Peace Squad mainly. But, yeah,
you know,
two teams.
It is very – To go to that meeting squad, you had to have talent for coaches to be like, okay, we got to get this guy in.
Yeah.
What do you say to people that are trying to make that same journey that you did to, you know, say, hey, it's tough, but it can be done?
I mean, once you're in that landscape and trying to make it last as long as you can, the only thing you really can do is just have that one goal in mind and constantly just be working towards it. I mean, when you're working out, when you're away from the gym, you gotta be in that mindset literally 24/7, and then when that opportunity comes, you gotta make the most of it. And you know, a lot of things gotta go the right way, timing, you know, sometimes connections, just being at the right place at the right time, making that play when it happens. But yeah, just gotta be committed to that lifestyle. Honestly, once you're in it, you just gotta be committed to it to ride it out as long as you can.
I love hearing that. So now that you have stepped away from the game, I think you're in real estate now. Is that correct?
Yeah, I got my real estate license. I'm with Hoosier Realtors. It's a small local brokerage, mainly on the south side in like the Franklin Township area.
Okay.
But yeah, I've got my license, and I can help anybody in all Indiana. Yeah.
I love it. I love seeing guys step into an avenue. And real estate right now is not something that's going, you know, we're not selling homes anymore. That's not going to be the case. Yeah, so you're always solid there.
Yeah, people are always going to need a home. You know, interest rates are a little bit higher than they were a few years ago, but
they'll come back down. Eventually.
Yeah, it's all about just being ready and you know, just like football.
I love
it. Ready, when you're in that mindset to buy a home, you gotta go for it.
Of course. And then you came out here and supported the camp and everything. How was today for you?
It was great. I hadn't been able to help out with Buck the last, the previous two camps he did. So when he reached out this year, I definitely wanted to help out. I like the way that he had it all together out here. He made sure that, you know, having a good time, having a fun time was the number one thing on the checklist today. So I think all the kids had a great time. Got a little bit better though at the same time. So I loved it.
Absolutely. Hey, Krishan Hogan, Warrior Legend, man. It's always good to see you. I love your family and everything like that, man. Love seeing you progress to the man you are today. Hey, continue to do great things, man. I'm very proud of you. Very proud of you. All right. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen here, another Warrior Legend at the camp. It would be very bad for me not to bring him on. And I have here with Deshaun Bond, former player for the Colts, Warrior legend at the University of Cincinnati, one of the all-time great offensive linemen to come from the Bearcats program. How you been, man?
Been doing pretty good. Just enjoying family time and just living life and enjoying and learning a lot more after playing football for so long. You got to step into a lifestyle that you don't know very much about, so it takes time learning it and being disciplined with everyday life. So yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, learning. I'm 28, about to be 29, so not yet 30, so don't include me in that group yet. So.
Dang, you don't want to be 30 with me, man?
Nah.
But you know what's crazy is here you say 28. Like, I still remember you being a sophomore, junior, and all that stuff, man. Where has time gone? I was talking to your wife, Ashley. It's like, man, look, I remember when y'all were dating in high school, and now y'all got family. Your son's huge, man.
Yes,
beautiful
sir.
Family, man. I'm very happy for you. Tell everybody out here about the business and everything that you guys got going on.
Yeah, I mean, after football, started just kind of figuring out life and trying to put everything together. Randomly, one day I wanted to make cookies for my family for an event, and ended up not doing so well the first time, but the type of person I am, I've always tried to get it figured out, figure out how to do the best I could in the area that I'm doing it in. So started practicing with cookie recipes, and to this day, we got a company called Bondo's Cookies. We work out of a commercial kitchen, and we wanted to get people bonded back together. I mean, with our last name being Bond, we felt that it was a perfect fit, especially after the pandemic and everybody being further apart. We wanted to get people back together and join their family and just kind of enjoying time together again. So that's what we got going on, making cookies that can bring people back together. So
I love it. Well, hey, look, I need some of those Bondo cookies. I need some double chocolate. I need some white chocolate macadamia.
Oh, yeah.
I need them all, man. I need them all because I'm trying to put on some weight for the wintertime, all right?
All right. We're going to take care of you.
Hey, man, I'm so happy you were here helping with the camp again. How was that for you?
It was good. Every time I get to get out here and help out with the youth, it brings me joy. I got a kid of my own, 15 months, so he's not at this age yet to be in active sports, but eventually he will want to be in some type of sport, maybe football, maybe basketball, whatever he enjoys, we're going to get him into. And just coming out here with Buckley and the other coaches just brings great joy to us all, because we want to see our youth grow up in the right hands and just have people around them that support them. So,
well, I definitely love that you take the time out of your busy schedule to help give back to the community. I also love that there's still such a great bond between you, Buck, McFarland's here, Krishan, all the guys that you played with all those years ago, you guys are still tight, still a fan. It's going to show how deep our Warrior bonds actually go. And, like, I'm so happy for everybody here associated with the camp, all the coaches and stuff, man. Very proud of you, man. Keep doing great things, man. Thank That's you. All I ask for
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Of course. Of course.
All right. Yes, sir. Hey, go enjoy the rest of your Sunday, man. I appreciate this. Yeah. All right. Warrior legend, Deshaun Bond, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Yes.
My man.
Man, Buck, so happy for you. Continue to do great things. You're doing a great thing. You're a great father, great husband. I love what you're doing. Continue to be the great man that you are. Love seeing all of our guys out there come out helping the community and doing this all for the kids. At the end of the day, it's all for the kids. And so another thing, this past week, we had our annual Black and Gold scrimmage, offense versus defense, some special teams in there as well. But, you know, the season is really right around the corner. We have our Avon scrimmage coming up. So let's get out there and see how our guys did and talk to a few coaches and get their thoughts.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here at the scrimmage. It's been a great day for us. A lot of things going on, a lot of moving parts. The season is right here. We're getting started. And, like, I got to tell you, man, I am very impressed with what I saw from our team. We had a lot of guys out, but a lot of guys stepped up and made plays for us. I loved it. I love it. We'll get a few guys here in a moment, so stay tuned. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're joined with head coach, Coach Mike Kirschner. Coach Kirschner, third year doing a scrimmage. How do you feel about today? We had a few guys out because of injury, sickness, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I felt like overall a good performance was put on by a lot of our guys. A lot of young guys getting some activity, getting out there on the field.
This was, in my 3 years here, this was the sharpest we've been.
Yes.
On our first Saturday. I was really pleased with the physicality. Really excited about our freshmen. They executed unbelievable for a young group. I'm real excited about the future with them. I just thought our kids played hard. We had a couple big-time kids out on defense. They're just fighting the flu. A quarterback was out with the flu, but young quarterback jumped in, did well.
Yes.
Overall, I just thought it was a real solid night for us.
Very much indeed. Very much indeed. And with this season coming up, Coach, it gives me a lot of – I'm really liking what I'm seeing right now. I know you are too as well.
Yeah, I like our work ethic. I like what we're doing. Obviously, this time of year, everybody's got a long way to go. But
absolutely.
We're pushing all the right buttons right now, and we'll see. You know, we got tough Avon on a scrimmage, and then we get a big-time game with Fort Wayne Snyder week one.
Absolutely. And everybody knows in football, it's a marathon, not a sprint, Coach.
That's correct.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, enjoy the night. Let's get you on before the season starts again.
Okay.
All right,
appreciate
perfect.
It. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach Kirschner, ladies and gentlemen. And, ladies and gentlemen, I had to have my guy, Coach Clark, here. Coach Clark, you are now the new defensive coordinator. You've been in the program for almost 20 years now as a coach.
Right.
Very, very much your mind for football is great. So how has the move been for you in stepping into this new position as defensive coordinator?
It's been exciting. It's been challenging. Definitely I've been waiting for this opportunity for a long time. I've definitely been under some greats. We had Coach Tussie. Definitely he mentored me a lot through his years here, and definitely learned a lot from him. So definitely it's been challenging, it's been exciting, and definitely looking forward for this year.
I definitely know that our guys are going to come with that same strength, that same piss and vinegar, like Coach Tussie always says.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it's going to be a fun season, man.
Oh, yeah.
We got some great talent out there. You got one of our guys right here about to step on. And we got a lot of youth. I love it.
Yeah.
Exactly. A lot of youth, but at the same time, we have a lot of guys coming back that played last year that know what it takes to play at a high level.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I like our defense. We're young. We got a lot of juniors. We got a sophomore that's starting our front seven. Could be very special. Probably one of the best if they keep locked in and focused. Keep everything simple, everything in front of them, and do their job. That's the emphasis here. Do your job.
And that's really important to hear you say that. Really special to hear you say that, because you coach a lot of great talented players, a lot of great defensive lines in your time. I think these guys right here before the season could be one of those key guys, those key lines people have been talking about for years and years and years. That's saying something.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, we got I was fortunate to coach some greats. 2011 class. This group reminds me a lot of that class. They're very smart. They're very coachable. Like I said, we stay disciplined, and the road is very, we can go as far as we want to.
I love it. I love it. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you. You know I'm your biggest fan. Right, I'm going to have you on some more. Hey, we're going to go out here. We're going to do something special this year, man. I know it.
I appreciate that.
I love it. I love it. Yep, ladies and gentlemen, defense coordinator, Coach Corey Clark.
All right, thank you.
All right, yep. All right, come on, Burrs. Yeah, you keep rolling. I can edit. My man, you good?
Yeah.
You have to show everybody your chest, man. Your little bird chest. All right, you good. All right. And now, join me, ladies and gentlemen, junior superstar, so I say. But nah, you ain't on superstar just yet. But junior defensive end, Tyrone Burrs. Tyrone, how you feeling, man?
Right now? Right now. I feel good.
You break good? Get the run in and everything like that, man?
Yes, sir.
And what I love from what I saw from you today is you didn't have other guys here, your other teammates. JJ was gone or was out. Shankler was out. I saw you step up and really lead the defense from inside right there, man. Do you feel like you're ready to step up and be a leader for this team this year?
Me personally, I do, but I'm not the talking kind to speak out, but I do lead by example, and okay. I hope people pick up on that.
Good. I love that. I love that. What do you feel like, what are your goals for this team for this upcoming season right here?
Really hope everybody stay disciplined and stay away from the outside stuff that's not connected to football and all that, and just keep our heads straight and win state.
That's what I love to hear. That's what I love to hear, man. Well, hey, I love that. Keep going out there. How many scholarship offers have you had right now?
If I can remember, 12 or 13.
12 or 13. When you going to narrow it down to a top 10, top 5, something like that?
About this time next year.
All right. Yes. Yeah, so, yeah. Get all the visiting that you can, man. Take the time. They're going to be there. They're going to be there. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyrone Burrs, future superstar for our War Central Warrior defense. Hey, I love it, man. All right, and I had to give my offensive guys some love, some shine real quick. And this guy right here, first play when we switch over ones versus ones, take it to the house on my defense. So I'm hating that a little bit. But we got Kyron right here, man. Kyron, how you feel, man, at the scrimmage?
I feel good.
Feel good? Run me through that play that you ran right there, man.
So it was just a did that, so I seen the defense shift over. So I was like, I'm finna take it. And he threw it to me and scored.
Do you feel like you're – off-season training has improved you a lot to take a play like that where you weren't able to do something like that last year?
Yes, sir.
All right. I love it. I love it,
Thank
man.
Thank you.
So how do you feel overall about the season and what we got trying to go on for so far?
I feel good. I feel like our offense or defense, we got somewhere we need to be, and that's state, so we just looking forward to get there.
All right. That's what I need. We need leadership, man. I keep being with my leaders out there.
Yes, sir.
All right. And another group of leaders, we got our guys right here. Let y'all introduce yourselves one at a time. Here we go.
Marvis Knoll.
All right.
Braylon Maddox.
All right.
Cam Heron.
All right.
Cameron Yebuagu.
All right. And we have all these guys right here. Guys, how you feel about today's scrimmage?
I thought we did a pretty good job on both sides of the ball, you know, just getting to it.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like we did a pretty good job. There's stuff to improve, but I feel like we did pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like we did great. We still got a lot of stuff to improve, so we got practice.
Was it a little bit different for you guys to adjust not having our normal quarterback and Keith Jackson today? Or was this, you know, next guy up, yeah. We'll coach him up as we go?
I mean, the first drive, it was difficult. You know, we had to try to tell him to speak up. But he's getting used to it.
Okay. So how have we improved from last year to this year?
I feel like, you know, just being able to know the offense, you know, Coach Graves came a little late last year, but this year we were at it in the spring, getting to it, and getting on passes, just doing the same things you're doing in the spring.
I feel like the same thing he said, getting to know the offense. I feel like we know it a little bit better. We can read things better with different fronts and stuff. So I feel like, yeah, that's different.
All right. And Camp, how do you feel about your improvement this season compared to last season where you are?
I feel like I made a huge improvement for me since last season I came with a lot of drops, barely getting touches, to now I'm making plays for the team and getting looked at now. So
that's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear, man. Because you got who'd you get offered by recently?
Jackson State.
And that's okay. Because we got some family at Jackson State, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, shout out to J.O., my man. But, hey, guys, I love what I saw here today. I love that we were a unit and that we improved. And we just really had some fun out there. It was a lot of fun, a lot of big plays happen. You know, that's what I need to see from us on a consistent basis this season. So, hey, I'm very happy for you guys. Go out there, celebrate with your teammates, and let's do it all again against Avon next week, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, guys.
Yes,
all right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. You seen it here first, all right? our team this year is going to be special. True Warrior Football is going to be covering it every week. Every time I'm out here, I'm going to be delivering you guys the best coverage of our team. Nobody else is going to be doing it better. Hey, stay tuned. I got more for you guys coming up real quick.
All right. You guys heard it here first. All right. I know, like I said, it's a lot to throw at you guys in the first episode, but hey, I'm doing what everybody, you know, everybody wants to know. Everybody wants to know, hey, how's he going to look? How's this going to be? How's this, you know? Everybody wants to know how good this team's going to be, and I feel like we have some great pieces in place and that we can be very, very special. Just take it one game at a time. Continue to improve game by game. And when the playoffs roll around, I like our chances. I definitely like our chances. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Corey the Kid Smith. You just listen to and watch another great episode of True Warrior Football. Make sure to subscribe, share this with all the other Warrior fans that you have out there. And as always, Warrior Band, take us away.